Welcome back to He Leadeth Me, a spiritual formation podcast for focused staff, students, and friends. I'm your host, Jessica, manager of spiritual formation. And today I am joined by Father Martin Lateef. Father Martin is a priest in the Milius Christi religious order. He is originally from Argentina. He was ordained in 2005. And in 2017, he joined Focus as a national chaplain. So thanks for being here with us today, Father Martin. And today we're going to talk about the topic of spiritual discouragement. So, Father Martin, recently I was planning an event and this group of people gathered together and everybody had been excited about planning the event. But then as the weeks went by, we noticed that registrations were just not where they were supposed to be. And a little bit of discouragement set in. And that discouragement kept getting stronger and stronger among this group. And recently I was reading a document that talked about Venerable Bruno Lantieri. And Venerable Bruno had said that discouragement is the greatest obstacle on the way of salvation. That's a very strong statement. So as we begin our conversation today about spiritual discouragement, why do you think spiritual discouragement is so detrimental to the spiritual life?
Well, thank you, first of all, Jessica, for having me on your podcast. And I would like, first of all, to make a distinction here and speak about a difference. And that is the difference between the, we can say, the good motions and movements that we experience in our hearts and then those that are, we can say, of evil nature, right? That don't come, those movements don't come from God. And all of us at times would experience discouragement, and all of us at other times would experience encouragement. That encouragement comes from God, from our guardian angel, from our blessed mother and the saints who intercede for us. And discouragement comes from the evil spirit, from Satan, demons, and also from our own, we can say, fallen or wounded nature, right? So it is very common for us to experience these different emotions or movements in our hearts. The point is not much about we experiencing them. The point is, but what do we do when we experience them? Because we can experience encouragement and not use that, we can call it tailwind, to move forward and to serve God better. And we can experience discouragement and not use it as God intends for us to grow through that challenge. He allows the enemy to tempt us, or he allows us to be tempted by our own wounded nature for us actually to grow in love. The point and what Bruno, Bruno Lanteri is speaking about here is that we should not give in to discouragement. We should not let ourselves be swayed or led by discouragement, because it will prevent us from moving forward in our spiritual life.
I want to pause on something you just said there. That was a really powerful statement, that the discouragement, actually God is allowing it for a purpose. It has a purpose in our spiritual lives to help us grow. I think that when a lot of us experience discouragement, either we just kind of feel it and we move on and we don't really become aware, oh, I'm experiencing spiritual discouragement. God is allowing this for a reason and I need to respond to it. We just kind of sit in our own self-awareness sometimes and sit in the misery of spiritual discouragement. Father, when you say that God uses these things to help us grow in the spiritual lives, what growth does he bring about through discouragement?
Well, first of all, he gives an opportunity to turn to him and to ask him for his grace and his help. We can do much with our own, we can say, strength, with the talents that God gives us, and he expects us to multiply those talents, but also he expects us to turn to him, so that trusting in his grace, we can even move forward. I live in San Diego in California, and sometimes I see some boats going out into the ocean. And some days are great for sailings and others are not as good. And so I think the challenging weather also makes sailors to be better, to deal with the elements, right? And so in a similar way, the different currents that we experience in our spiritual life help us to do better, to be better, to grow in love, to grow in trust, to multiply our talents, and to become more experienced, we can say, men and women in the ocean of this world as we navigate towards life eternal. And so I think really it makes us more experienced and I think holier people. And also it gives us an opportunity for us not to give up, you know, never ever to give up, to persevere in being faithful to God's inspirations, to God's grace, and not to, again, say, not to throw the towel.
That is a really powerful metaphor, because you're right, a sailor won't become a more experienced sailor and a really good sailor unless he sometimes has to sail through choppy waters. And the same is true for our spiritual lives. So in your experience with FOCUS missionaries and students, are there particular things that you notice people are getting discouraged with again and again? Like, what are the most common things people get discouraged with?
Well, I work actually with students indeed and with missionaries, and there's a different, we can say, array of things to which people get discouraged. I worked for about 8 years as an athletics chaplain, and I remember that working with student athletes was an opportunity to help them navigate through moments of discouragement. As you know, students who play football or baseball, they may sometimes do very well, but at times really get into this kind of sort of a quote unquote funk, right? That they're not doing very well. They're not in the zone. And so they get discouraged. And sometimes they have to trust in the gifts that they were given to persevere, and to also trust that the Lord has a mission and a purpose for what they're going through. Sometimes students get discouraged when they were trying to apply for a job or for some opportunity. For instance, I do love helping FOCUS missionaries and students in recruitment weekends. And sometimes students can get discouraged if they don't receive an offer at times from FOCUS. I mean, you know, many do and others don't. And the reality is that God also has a wonderful plan for them to be missionaries in this world, whether it's in FOCUS or not. And so I experience them at times getting discouraged when they don't attain something that they were hoping to attain. Or also when I help married couples, I experience them going through discouragement, for instance, when they're having a hard time to conceive and have a baby. And it's a very difficult time for them to go through. And so, again, we all experience discouragement in different stages in life, in different moments. But trust is very important. God is a father of trust. God is a father of courage. God is a loving father. And he has the most amazing plan for us. And he's very close to us, especially in those times that we experience that discouragement, even though we may not feel him, right? So in different ways, I see missionaries or students, people in general, go into these moments of discouragement that are ultimately all of them for us to grow in love.
So in your experience, I'm sure you've had plenty of people who become discouraged because maybe they've tried something again and again, like that couple who is trying to have a baby. And I'm sure at a certain point, they start to wonder, well, we keep trying, we're very discouraged, maybe it's not God's will. Or another situation like FOCUS missionaries, maybe some of them struggle with their fundraising. And in moments of discouragement, they can think, well, you know, because God isn't providing for me the way I thought he would, maybe it's not his will for me to be pursuing this particular path. What do you tell people when they're trying to make decisions when they're discouraged?
Well, actually, I'm going to quote again the same saint, that Bruno Lanteri, is a phrase that he used very much. In Latin, it is known as Nunc Cepi, which means now I begin. It is very important to stay in the moment, right? To stay in the moment, because discouragement can happen once we look at the past and we didn't, quote unquote, attain something that we were hoping to attain, or if we are fearful about the future, thinking that we will not reach that particular bench or mark. And so living in the present, sanctifying the present moment, being grateful and appreciating the present day that God has blessed us with, is important for us not to get discouraged, not to get stuck in the past or too anxious about the future. Sanctifying this blessed day that the Lord has given us and beginning again each morning, each afternoon, each evening, doing the best that we can. And as we can say now in rhyme, now we do the best and we let God do the rest, right? So I think the sanctification of the present moment is a great, we can say, way to deal with discouragement. Be with, you know, an event that we have to plan or something that we have to apply for. One more thought that comes to my mind is what C.S. Lewis says in the Screwtape Letters, right? That the devil tries to keep us in the past or in the future, but he tries never to keep us in the present, because God is in eternity, and eternity is an eternal present. He's in eternity and in the present. So the enemy tries to keep us in the past or anxious about the future. So I think one of the best, we can say, remedies to deal with discouragement is to live in the present moment with the grace of God.
That's such good advice. And that quote by C.S. Lewis, I think, is so true, because the devil tries to kind of claim the future, make us live there, but also make us think that things will always be the way they are now. I'm always going to struggle with this particular thing. God hasn't answered my prayer yet, so why should I think that he's ever going to answer it? And that's when it's so important to reject the discouragement and, like you said, begin again. Now, Father, just returning to that question of circumstances, people discerning the will of God and saying, okay, my circumstances are really difficult right now, and I feel discouraged. Should I change course? What does St. Ignatius of Loyola say about making decisions in those times?
Well, that is it's a great question, because St. Ignatius explains that in times of discouragement or times of desolation, and actually discouragement is a type of desolation, we should not make a change, but we should remain in the resolutions that we have embraced in the preceding time of consolation or encouragement. In other words, he encourages us to stay the course, not to deviate ourselves from that good resolution and decision that we have made in the past. And it is very common for us, again, to experience these ups and downs in our spiritual life. And actually, through perseverance with God's grace and by staying, you know, in the present and staying on this course, we'll be able to grow in that trust, that after that moment of discouragement, of temptation, we're going to be able to look back and give thanks to God who has helped us grow through that. And if we have yielded in the past to discouragement, we can look back and see how the Lord perhaps has helped us bounce back from those moments. And one way or another, God is always seeking to help us, right? But I think the best thing is to really stay the course and not to deviate ourselves, not to take any detour, but turn to God and ask him to give us that help to persevere.
I suppose that even just reminding yourself that God has a purpose for this, and I just need to not give up, I need to stay the course, that in itself is a very encouraging thought. Do you think you could give us any recommendations for prayer for somebody who is feeling discouraged, like any scripture passages or anything like that you would recommend for someone who is currently experiencing discouragement?
Yes, there are many passages especially from the New Testament that speak about trust. And actually, discouragement is a type of temptation that undermines trust, right? The enemy tries to undermine our view of God as a father. Like, God is not going to help you. God is not going to provide for you. He's going to abandon you. So it is good to turn to passages like when the Lord speaks about how much he cares about the lilies in the field and the flowers, right? And how much God adorns nature with such beauty, for instance, or the birds, right? That the birds have everything that they need to live. And so how much more God will take care of us who are his children, right? How much more God will provide for us. Or also, for instance, from the Gospel of St. Matthew, those moments of encouragement of the Lord, when the Lord says, pray and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and it will be open unto you, right? Christ is speaking there about God being a father who provides, right? And it's important to persevere. Or for instance, the passage of the scriptures in which that woman goes to that judge for her case to be heard. And she asks to that judge for that grace. And this judge is dismissing her, but out of her insistence, finally the judge will grant her case. And a very similar parable to that is the one of that man who goes to his friend's house in the middle of the night to ask for bread, right? And it's kind of, in a certain way, it's kind of funny, and you should look at that passage, because that friend goes in the middle of the night, who will go at 12 midnight to ask for a loaf of bread? But what Christ is trying to tell us, that even if we ask for things in the most inopportune moment, when it's not opportune to ask, God still will listen to us, no matter when we turn to him. God is always willing to grant us what we need. And that friend finally grants that loaf of bread to that other friend, so that he can continue resting, right? So the importance of asking, turning to prayer, persevering in prayer, and knowing that God is a good God. It is a God who's provident. And the enemy is trying to do everything he can to undermine that trust in this loving Father who God is.
That's so true. It really all comes back to the enemy wanting to make us doubt who God says he is, who God says we are, and the promises that God has made us. Well, Father, this was a very encouraging conversation. Thank you so much. Could we close with you offering a prayer for our listeners and give us a blessing?
Absolutely. It will be a joy for me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we bless you and praise you for the gift of our missionaries, the gifts of our students on mission, the gift of all our listeners who want to grow in your trust, who want to grow in knowing that God, you are a loving Father, that you provide for us in times of doubt, in times of desolation, in times of discouragement. Please be with us. Help us stay in the moment. Help us turn to you with insistence, knowing that you're a good Father that will always provide for us the best, that you have an amazing plan of wisdom for our lives, a plan of love, a plan of holiness. Help us to trust in you and to trust in our Blessed Mother as well, who intercedes for us. We ask this through Christ, our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Father Martin, and thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll see you next time.